Union for all the support on this, and also for your commitment to help operationalize the response, because I think now it's screaming for all of us to think of, you know, what do we do in the different situations. I think Mark Lowcock has a good list. Connected to that is really the facts have to be very clear. What happened, where, against whom? Who did what? Can we find out more about their leadership? Can we reach their leadership? Can somebody whom we have contact with reach the leadership? Can we find out who provides arms? They must have some, they have responsibility. Of course they have a responsibility. How can we find those who give the arms, and how can we follow up that? And then when there are violations of, say, hospitals that have been deconflicted, and deconflict is that you go to those who are waging war in an area, and perhaps especially to those who have air forces in an area, and you say, this is a place that is only humanitarian, it's a hospital or it's a humanitarian facility. They are very open with it, and therefore that they are only non-military and humanitarian, so here's the coordinates. If there is a direct hit or a near miss, have to follow up. Again and again, and that's what we did in the humanitarian task force that I led, where we spoke to all of those who were bombing, all of those who had formal armies, about who were deconflicted, and we tried to follow up, and there were more than 1,000 deconflicted places. I think now there are 18 or so hits. Half of them in Idlib alone. So I agree with Mark, it's a real crisis. You, as member states, need to follow that up, and you need to talk to those who are waging war there so that they follow up any and all attacks. And then I may come perhaps later. I'm very concerned now that the war on terror is bad news for victims of terror, and also bad news for us who are neutral, independent, impartial humanitarian workers in these areas where they have declared war on terror, because they seem, those who to do war on terror, to think that they have a free rein because they're fighting Islamic State or Al-Qaeda or Boko Haram or Al-Shabaab and so on. The law applies there as much as it does did between Germany and France in the old days.
Thank you very much.